Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am currently joined by a couple of curators from the Outlier Festival for 2024. I've got Grace Verwey and Tash van Schadenberg coming on the program all the way from Tamaki Makaurau. Morena, folks. How you doing?
Morena. Still waking up, but doing good.
Man, everyone I've talked to today is in the process of waking up. Isn't that fantastic?
This is really early for us. We don't usually start in the office till midday, so... Lucky
y'all.
Yeah, we're on
musician
work hours.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the productivity must be through the roof. Oh, that's crack up. Absolutely crack up. Oh, my goodness. All right, I want to start off with a silly question about Outlier. Would you say that this festival is a bit of an outlier compared to the rest of the festivals?
Oh, yeah, it is, eh?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's why we opted for the name. We wanted to put on something that we wanted to go to, but it wasn't happening in the scene at the time. And yeah, specifically with the curation, Outlier Festival is a three-day music festival of exclusively live electronic music, bringing together lots of like weird and wonderful kind of exploratory practitioners from around Aotearoa.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it is definitely from around Aotearoa, but you've got two artists coming in from Australia, one of who, Vanessa Worm, originally from Otipoti, love her to bits. And then you've also got nine acts from Tamaki Makaurau and 11 from around the country. Now, the nine acts from Tamaki Makaurau, I assume, branch kind of a wide range of electronic music up in Tamaki. How would you characterize the electronic scene there at the moment?
Oh, the electronic scene. Well, I feel like every electronic scene in the country is obviously DJ dominated.
Mm.
At
the moment. However, there is like a segment of artists making really amazing electronic music that do play live here. Usually in, you know, like just like slipped in between a band at a gig or at the Audio Foundation. We actually facilitate like nights of all electronic local electronic musicians once a month. But I say it is really diverse and definitely with the really passionate, enthusiastic queer scene here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the electronic music nights facilitated here have are really focused around safe spaces for queer people and electronic music by queer people, and that's quite it's a notable proportion of the electronic music that people experience here, which I also think is really cool.
I guess another thing is I imagine it's also very male dominated. Maybe not so much.
It definitely has been in the past. I think it's getting better. It's definitely like we're seeing improvement in many of the scenes around the country. Still very much an issue, but yesterday Tash and I were talking about like how we both got started in the music scene down in Ototahi, and how male dominated it was down there, that neither of us actually saw any woman performing on stage until we'd left the city, and until I was 19 and moved to Nam actually. And now there are people down there that are really shaking things up and putting on like a lot of like queer parties and diverse lineups, and it's actually a real vibrant scene down there now. So
yeah. It's cool. This does seem like there's been a huge tidal change, you know. I'm not too sure if you're familiar with Beatwix, but they're a fantastic electronic artist from good friend of mine. They're a fantastic electronic artist from here, down here in Otipoti, and they had an interview with our student publication here, The Critic, and they basically said the same thing. Like, they didn't really see a band with any wahine or genderqueer people for quite a long time, and the scene is definitely changing here, but it does take time. Does take time indeed.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think it's really important and like see synthetic children who lives in Palmerston North and does stuff with the radio there and Ta Tai Tiny Club said something to me once that really encapsulates it, that if they had seen someone like themselves on stage earlier, like, that she would have found it, she would have been happier earlier in her life to be able to, like, follow her dreams. And a lot of people just need to see someone else like themselves on a stage.
Yeah.
To feel like it's even real possible, and that it's possible for them to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I guess we're going to focus back to the festival now. The festival features installations, workshops, and, you know, as we've previously touched on, a huge, massive mix of electronic slash club adjacent slash experimental tunes. Would you say that one of the key aims of Outlier 2024 is to provide a very holistic experience?
Definitely. That's a nice way to put it. Yeah.
Holistic. Definitely. We often say, like, we talk about meditation and, like, the spirit and the spirituality of music and what people find in going to gather together to listen to music. And it's such a healing force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. And I think that's what we're trying to provide throughout the course of the weekend. Just a whole bunch of diverse programming and, you know, not just like physically ecstatic, but like spaces where there can be dedicated listening, like meditative experiences, and also learning, which is what we're focusing on a little bit more with this iteration of the festival. We've got a whole day, the Sunday, dedicated to artist talks, workshops. We have an instrument exhibition happening down at the Auckland Old Folks Association. And
that's quite a surprising collaboration there, eh?
Yeah.
Well, actually,
you got some old ravers up there.
Yeah, hard out. It's just really hard to find a venue on a Sunday, let me tell you.
And we love the old
venue. We love that venue. Yeah. It's such a great space. I think it's underutilized.
For people in Otakoti that aren't familiar with this, this is one of the most beloved buildings in Auckland generally, I think. It's a building that has enough space to write in full Old Folks Association, but for some reason they stopped after the second S, so it just says Old Folks Ass. Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. That's so special. That's so special. Yeah. Hold on to that place. Yeah, totally. As you touched on before, this is a new iteration of the Outlier Fest. What's changed with the 2024 edition?
I think we're a bit like,
oh, it's bigger.
We're bigger, being a bit more ambitious. Previously it's been focused around multiple venues around the central city, so we had like the night shows across Whammy and Whammy Backroom. We had daytime curation happening at like churches or at art space. But we've consolidated the Friday and Saturday day and nighttime shows at the Hollywood Avondale, which is a big old historic cinema. We're having two stages.
Two buildings.
Two buildings across two stages. There's an awesome outdoor space. We're going to have visual artists doing live and commissioned visual works with the artists who are performing in the big cinema. So that's going to be a real treat. And I think we're just trying to scale it up, and we're very, very much hoping that we can pull it off in this economy.
And this
real
economy.
Real powerful festivals at the moment, but we think it's going to be epic.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Epic is a good way to go. You're both the central curators arranging Outlier Fest 2024. I want to know, what is your methodology when it comes to organizing an event like this?
There's a lot of thinking that goes into the curation and consideration, because, and that's part of the reason we do it biennially, like every 2 years, because it allows us enough time for like new talent to emerge and to become aware of new people. And But we sort of just go through and we pick artists we're interested in, like longtime favorites. We always love to have a couple of people that are really unheard of, that maybe it's like the first time they played.
That's always been a big part of the co-pupper of the festival, is just being like lesser known, more peripheral artists alongside more established, beloved artists. And you know, just making sure that people coming along get that experience we all know and love, where you've got, you're like, who the hell are they? But you're open-minded to whatever, and then you find some new national treasure that you'd never heard of. We always try and put emphasis on that experience for festival goers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's cool. Put up fresh blood. You know, get that fresh blood every now and then. Well, all the time, actually. as previously mentioned, there's some installations by the likes of Duckley Monster, Sarah Callinson, the Musical Electronics Library. What can people expect to experience from these installations? Are they sound or are they visual?
Yeah. So Duckley Monster has making a really cool listening booth in the foyer that's perfect for introverts, people who want a break from the crowds, to go and spend some time in the foyer with these two-way radios that are placed throughout the festival stages, where you can sit and listen in private.
That's so cool.
To the sound bleed of
the festival.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
From all corners of the spaces. So a nice interactive one there. And then Sarah Callinson is presenting a work that she made from 2021.
She made it... couple years ago for and it was during lockdown when they couldn't be exhibited as part of her master's fine arts. It's a really cool conceptual piece that has recordings from several areas around the city that are in response to sort of like political issues. And then the Musical Electronics Library, there's also some other artists there, Jess Robinson, the Observatory Project, Franklin Bryce and Ivan Misrick, who are exhibiting DIY electronic instruments that they built. Everything from the tiniest little diodes to like the Observatory Project's massive modular synthesizers that they've taken to like the Hadron Particle Collider.
Whoa!
And stuff like that. And played with big scientists, and we'll have that up on the Sunday as like a little exhibition.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a real, real fun time to go to. I was going to ask about the workshops as well, but unlike that Radiohead song, I think it's good to have some surprises. So I really want to thank you for coming on the program today, Tasha and Grace. It was lovely chatting with you.
Lovely chatting with you too.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Of course. All right, folks, that was Tash van Schadenberg and Grace van der Weij chatting about the Outlier Fest 2022. We're going to play one of the acts from the festival. Here's Current Bias with Squeegee. You're listening to The One. It is 10:50. Keep it locked.
Seems that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.